They're going to keep clamping down on us at every level they can until you truly have Orwell's 1984 come alive in 2012. And you said it, Alex. They make it okay to feel you up at the airport. They make it okay to stop you. And that's what happens to the proles. The proles will be fine with paying a little bit here or there, being that big brother is watching over them and taking care of them. Orwell would be shocked if he saw what was happening, far greater than he could have ever imagined. The control freaks are in control. The systems are breaking down. And how? How could any dignified person, how could any person with that much self-respect look up to a Santorum, to a Romney, to an Obama? We're months away from the 2012 election, and imbeciles, people with the cojones the size of moths, are going to go to the ballot box and say, I voted for a lesser of two evils. How about you voted for the greater of two cons? So that's what we're looking at. The people are signing their own death warrant when they go to vote for the two criminal parties.
Let me raise this point. You know, I'm a big supporter of Ron Paul. He's 76 years old, running a really hard campaign on the ground. But even Paul's admitted, and the New York Times has admitted, that there's been election fraud. They stole the early states from him. And I know that legislation was introduced to begin the impeachment process against Obama if he launches more wars without congressional approval. What about the last one in Libya? Well, how about we go directly to impeachment? Ron Paul, that'd be a great campaign move as well. How about, instead of Ron Paul, I know the specials will get to him, fighting with the other little Republican twits, how about Ron Paul starts impeachment against Obama? How about that?
It's not going to go anywhere. I mean, you know, it's like having somebody in the Third Reich, you know, screaming and yelling. You know, Hitler's not doing it right. I mean, it's been fascism. It's taken over. You post them on your website all the time. How many is it going to take to add up before people could see it?
Well, I think you hit the core of it, though.
The only way I see this ending is to end these two criminal operations called the Republicans and the Democrats. My campaign for 2012, I want to see a voter's strike if the only choice we have is Romney or Ron Paul from these two major parties. And I believe that if less 40% or less of us go out to vote, we could call this an illegitimate election. Because it's really clear, folks, we don't want any of you two jerks. You barely got 25% of the vote or 30% of the vote, whoever the winner is. We need to change the system. The system's corrupt from top to bottom. Nancy Pelosi's worth $200 million. You think she got that because she's so smart? How much is it going to take people before they understand that every aspect of their life is being destroyed by a gang of 535, that's what Congress is, that is taking over for them. A bunch of megalomaniacs, psychopaths, sociopaths, arrogant, stupid people making decisions for them that are going to affect the rest of their lives. When are they going to stand up and understand that Washington is not a world away? No. Read Big Bro Holder's latest proclamation. They're in your email. They're in your bedroom. They're on Google. They're listening to you on the telephone. How much more is it going to take?
Well, I agree with you, Gerald. It is so over the top that it is completely illegal to listen to someone without a warrant. And they have the CIA director out saying, hey, we listen to everything, and we're getting companies to put little tracker chips and listening devices in all your devices. We're listening to you over the phone, the computer. Google, for now at least 6 years, admits they're watching and listening to people over the built-in microphones and cameras. It's totally illegal, and it's in our face now. It's just off the charts. It is so overwhelming what they're doing.
It's no longer illegal. Those are words. They made it legal. The Constitution no longer exists in the latest declarations by the Attorney General and El Presidente, Los Estados Unidos. They can do anything they want. They've granted themselves full power. And again, potential threats mean that they exist forever. So again, when I look at what's going on, Alex, I'm a writer. I could, in my wildest dreams, I could not have come up with a more lame script than the presidential reality show.